I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Winter packs a punch in Lebanon.
We have another storm arriving, so it's like storm after storm after storm. And we hardly get out of one and we start another one.
Nuna from Triumphant Mercy Lebanon says it's wreaking havoc on Lebanon's most vulnerable populations.
With the financial crisis, the economic crisis, it's very, very hard for people to find a way to warm themselves. We even hear of people who are dying from cold. They cannot afford to buy fuel to heat themselves.
A gift to Triumphant Mercy Lebanon provides emergency aid, but most importantly, it introduces people to El Royi, the God who sees.
God has not forgotten me. God has seen your misery. God has seen how much you're suffering. And this is why we're here. We know exactly that we are believers, that we are doing this because of the love of Christ.
And this next story proves you're truly never too old to learn a new skill. Maha is a 63-year-old woman in India. She never learned to read or write, and her days were spent in agonizing physical pain. That is, until Maha's friend suggested she attend an adult literacy class with Mission India. We'll let Eric with Mission India share the rest.
Within a few days of attending, Maha told the teacher about the pain that she was experiencing. And the teacher actually prayed over her for healing. And after years of agony, that pain she was experiencing, within 2 hours of that teacher's prayer, the pain was removed.
Through the adult literacy class, Maha learned reading, writing, and math. And she began a relationship with Jesus. 40 Bucks sponsors one adult in Mission India's adult literacy class. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.